Are you ready? Here we go.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, from the cockpit of Flight 975, we're flying at you on an F-Yeah Friday, cruising at cruising altitude after one hell of a listener back last night. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel, happy to say present, accounted for, and for all intents and purposes, alert and on most cylinders.
How hungover are you, Joel?
I am crazy deprived of sleep, but I'm not hungover.
I was going to say, you had so much caffeine last night.
Let me tell you how much that jacked with me, too. Because you were drinking Diet Cokes. I had like two Diet Cokes. I got home and I'm like, oh,
because I'm never going to bed.
I knew I'm just going to lay here in like a wake coma staring at the TV going, I'm not going to bed.
I loved it because when I left, Nick was like, you're driving home? I was like, bro, I had like two whiskeys over the four-hour period.
Well, I thought you were on my level.
No, hell no. Few people are on your level.
I was
going
to say, Olympians of drinking, Nick, I don't know, can get on your level. Sometimes.
I don't even want to be here. Like, don't ask for anything. Oh, I didn't come here to work. I feel like crap.
Did you, how much did you partake? How many drink tickets did you use?
I don't remember.
No?
I don't remember, but I got more than I was supposed to.
You were overserved in drink tickets?
I think I used one drink ticket.
Oh, crap. Did I even close my tab from the West End yesterday?
Oh, you went out afterwards?
Oh, sure he did.
I don't even remember closing my tab.
Oh, no.
You just looking at you. Every time I look at you, something bad happens.
I wasn't even there. Why are you blaming me? Bro,
I got you the hookup with me and Khalifa. You're not going to be helping us today at all.
Just leave now. We'll get you in a few minutes.
Why are you hating on me?
I'm just in a bad mood. I do not want to be
that here. Tweet that I sent out yesterday before we went off the air has been retweeted over 150 times. And apparently, this is not 100%. She might be coming on the show.
She
might be coming on the show.
We're pulling some strings. Well, we're not pulling
some
strings.
Intern Rachel, MVP.
Yeah. For sure.
If she pulls this off, for sure MVP. May have gotten the hookup with Mia Khalifa. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
So you're welcome, is what I'm saying.
And even more so than that, which we'll get to later, but the lawyer that wrote the article from the article we referenced yesterday about Osuna's case in Canada will join us at 2:30 today. So we will have even more great stuff
good
for you.
Good get on that, Mr. Nicholas. Well done. That's great.
That was JV.
Yes,
That was Joel Blank.
Yeah. Oh, you did it.
I did it.
I thought he texted it.
I texted it.
Well, good for you, man. Look at you out here hustling. You didn't do a damn thing, Nick.
I wasn't going to.
He hates the show today.
Lazy ass.
He's tired. He doesn't want to be here. He said that.
By the way, Pink Valkyrie, I did you a favor by not bringing that bobblehead, okay? Because you would have lost it on the way home.
She was drunk ass.
Oh, my God. Okay,
she was lit.
I'm just happy her tattoo was temporary because I didn't know how to break it to her. That's why I started the show that way.
Just said
what
cockpit.
What female with a low-cut top has cockpit on her left breast? I understand one thing with BJ's being short for her favorite baseball team, but...
The Blue Jays. You got to specify. You can't just leave it there.
I can leave it there.
No.
Well, evidently, based on the tattoo, she wanted to leave it there. Just saying. What is that?
Yes. So, about last night.
Uh-huh.
So much.
So many details to get to.
Where to begin? First of all, I really had a great time. Meeting everybody. It far exceeded my expectations about how fun it would be, how much fun I would have, and how much I would enjoy actually hanging out with the people that have helped put us on top and be number one. And it was, I really, and I mean this in all sincerity, I really hope we do this again. It was so much fun to get to meet everybody. And because you see them on Twitter and we yep. interact a lot.
Yep.
It was great to meet and hang out with people. I felt like I met 500 people last night.
I couldn't agree more.
And if you can go through a night and meet 500 people and only one of them is a, and I'm going to borrow a phrase from Fred here, only one of them is a dickweed, that's a good night.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really good night. Now, I learned some things. I learned I am the best at Papa Shot on this show. I learned that.
I would disagree with that.
Completely false.
I whooped both of your asses. I'll tell you that right now.
First of all, you lost, but my side didn't keep score.
I whipped your ass.
You lost to Brittany. She whooped your ass, and it was on video.
No, she was on the other side. What do you mean on video? Show me the video.
Junk posted it.
Nope. I whooped everybody's ass that played me. It was either a tie or an ass whooping. Now, I do got to say, Haas tried to get me to switch sides to the side that was broken, and I was not following for that.
There's the truth.
I was not falling for that, Haas. Nice try, Haas, at Cowboys and Indians.
I was like, I'll step back 10 feet, Nick, and I'll still miss.
And he missed it.
Speaking of Haas, by the way.
Clank, laying bricks. Haas the bricklayer.
I shared love with Haas. I didn't use my drink tickets, as you know.
Yes,
so I gave
him some of mine, too.
Instead of saying thank you, he goes, yeah, you better, MF-er. I go, what? And he's like, I didn't really say that out loud. I go,
I love
yeah,
Haas.
You did?
Haas?
He's like, no, I meant thank you. I'm like, don't worry about it, dude.
Haas is the best, dude. I love Haas.
Yeah, great dude.
Yeah, I gave him some of my drink tickets. So I gave one to Lauren Pope, two to Haas, and I used one. And Lauren Pope did not need a drink ticket.
I gave her two as well. Now that you mentioned it.
Here's the other observation. Besides me being the Papa Shot champion at Gal Media.
False.
Nope. I also learned that our female listeners, when sober, are really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
When drunk, I want nothing to do with them. They're the worst people on the planet. They're the most aggressive and intimidating and mean people I've ever met in my life once they start. Tracy Cowley is the nicest person in the world. I love her to death until she's drunk. And then she punches you and pushes you.
Does she? Not me.
Oh, man. She was aggressive.
You were getting
last
bullied
night.
By Tracy.
Yes. And then Pink Valkyrie was nice, but she was a little aggressive.
Yeah, she
and
was
her
mad.
Friend, who I don't think I even knew who she was, this Brit chick.
Brit, yeah.
I don't know who Brit is, but Brit. Major attitude. Major. Just because you lost at Papa Shot, she was very aggressive.
Yeah, I beat her, and she threw like six elbows, yeah, two hip checks, yeah, and stepped yeah. on my foot.
Yeah, yeah. ATX hobo girl, very aggressive. Very demonstrative. In your face. It's like, man. Lauren Pope started off super sweet. By the end, sloppy. Sloppy. Oh, it was a great time. But I was like, why? It's all the females. Like, none of the dudes were as aggressive as any of those women I just mentioned.
None of them?
None of them.
None of them.
One guy.
Let's put that on pause, because let's not go too far, and let's make sure we got enough time in the segment to get all the details that still have yet to be put out there that need to come.
Well, so I'll do it in the next segment.
Indeed.
There was one a-hole. One yes. dude who, when it comes to going to hell, I kind of hope he gets a one-way ticket. Like, he can kiss my ass. There's one guy that I met last night. I hope you switch stations. I hope you leave and go somewhere else. You're the worst person on the planet. I told him to his face he was the worst person on the planet. And we'll get into that story in the next segment.
Indeed, we will. And I will say this.
And we need to talk about white toes.
Huh?
White toes. We need to talk about that. Holly, friend of the show, yeah. friend of the station, yeah. does some work here.
Yeah.
Holly and I had a long conversation about the color of toes. I learned a lot from Holly, and you can learn a lot too right here.
Yes, you can.
The usual
suspect. I learned last night. She said she couldn't get out of her dress.
Yeah, she did tweet that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got a lot. Yeah.
I second everything you said about the listeners. The one thing I will say, the biggest disappointment I still say, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, was I wanted...
How ugly everybody was.
I wanted OU Mike there.
Oh.
I Dude, wanted,
people were asking about
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I wanted OU Mike there. I mean
Three
that
people asked me about
I was
OU
looking
Mike.
Forward to meeting him. And a lot of other people were on the bandwagon with that. But yeah, I wish OU Mike was there. But other than that, what a great time had by all.
Indeed.
So we will continue to kick it around, talking about that and other things.
Comedian of the week.
Oh, yeah. Grady Pruitt, our comedian of the week. Grady's a young, up-and-coming comic. We've got three clips from him. I'll give you more info on the other side once we play his first clip, but he's awesome.
I was getting to that. It's an F Yeah Friday. F is for funny, amongst other things. So, hey, we got a comedian of the week. We got a lot more to get to. Special guest at 2:30. You guys keep listening. We'll take care of the details. Nick may or may not handle the controls. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
This is great. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I do work at a sandwich shop. So that's what I do. No, it's not that great. My boss got mad at me the other day. He set me down. He goes, Grady, we at upper management have been talking. He's like, oh boy, upper management. That's a real fancy way of saying you and Daryl. What was this meeting of the big wigs that you guys had next to the ice cream machine? He's like, well, we here at upper management just feel like you lack motivation. I was like, yep, I gotta agree with you there.
Hey, that's our comedian of the week, Grady Pruitt. Barry was giving you a little backstory already before we headed to break, but Grady is our comedian of the week. He's going to be featured again at 2:15, 3:15. Catch those clips. Great up-and-coming comic, as Barry mentioned. Winner of the 2017 Funniest Comic in Texas, amongst other things. So a guy to keep an eye on, keep a listen for, and maybe check out on the internet.
One of my favorite new comics, and he's been doing it over a year, so I say new, but he's new to me and to, you know, when you look at the different classes of comedians that kind of come up through the city. He's one of those guys that as soon as you see him, especially as a comic, you're like, this dude's going to be something someday.
He's just got it.
He found his voice really early on. I mean, I'm 5 years in and I'm barely finding my voice. He's a year in. That's how you end up winning Funniest Comic in Texas a year or so into your comedy career, because you figure out who you are on stage and you're comfortable with it, and you figure out how to translate that into getting laughs, and he's so good at it.
It's kind of like having your confidence level up,
yeah,
right? Like when you go to the plate, or you know, when you shoot, and you know every shot you think is going in.
Yeah, because you know who you are, and you're comfortable with it, and you can use that and exploit it on stage, and that's how great he is. So he's one to keep an eye on. Super funny dude. So we'll have some more clips. I'm glad we got to feature him. Okay.
Yeah, let's get down to business here, because this has some passion behind it. It has some heat behind it. And I just found out about it today. So I'm interested in it.
So last night, first of all, just real quick, Tracy tweeted already. I'm surprised she's up. But she goes, Barry, you're full of crap. The producer Nick and Pac-Man Joel can vouch for us ladies. Can you, fellas?
I can.
Were they aggressive or what? And did I make up anything about any of those ladies that happened last night?
Yes, you did.
Pink Valkyrie was definitely a little aggressive with me, but that's about it. Well, I guess she was the justified. Bobblehead.
What did I make up? Britt wasn't aggressive.
Oh, Britt was. No, okay. I'm saying
I didn't meet
in particular. Tracy. I was going to say, who are you referring to, Tracy or the girls? Because all three were extremely warm and welcoming several times. And very nice, and we had several long conversations about a lot of different things.
You must have got to her early.
No, this is late, because actually, to be honest with you, and then Pink Valkyrie was always very nice to me throughout the evening too.
Why are they so aggressive towards me then?
Well, that's something where you got to look in the mirror. But here's the thing. About the third conversation I was having with Tracy, we're sitting there talking, and John comes over and goes, could you at least tell me next time you're going to spill drinks all over the office? And all of a sudden, the switch was flipped, and she's like, he's not really serious, is he? Those redneck ass clowns are the ones that knocked that drink over. Not me. I'm not. And she got off. I was like, Trace, calm down. We can handle this.
Mm.
And so John finally came back. I go, John, you got to understand, Tracy didn't do that. She's a little fired up about it. So I did see a different side of her, but I didn't have to have it directed at me for once.
Yeah. So like I said, I mentioned this, that I felt like I met 500 people. One a-hole. One dude that if he would have not come to the party, I wouldn't have missed him. So this is what happened. So as you guys know, I made those shirts. I just wanted a cool shirt that represented Houston and hip-hop. So I made those shirts that said, welcome to the land where it just don't stop. The beginning of Fat Pat's Tops Drop. Mm-hmm. Put the skyline and, you know, use the orange, yellow, the rainbow colors and mm-hmm. made the shirts. And I didn't think that they would get as popular as they got. I was like, because I even put it out there. If you go and look, I think it's my Instagram, where I just said, if I can get 10 people interested in these shirts, I'll go ahead and have them printed. That was my goal, is to 10 people buy it, don't make me waste my time, and then I'd be happy. They did really well, and I was surprised. And I kept them limited, so it was kind of exclusive. And if you didn't get one, that's your bad. So this dude comes up to me last. I even saw people wearing them at the party last night, which was awesome. So this dude comes up to me, and he goes, he gets right in my face. And I'm not going to give his full, we'll just call him Mr. Puentes, okay?
I think you should give it.
Think I should give his name?
Yeah.
I mean,
act like an ass, look like one.
Telling this story to my wife, and she was like, no, don't say his name. That's what he wants. He wants the attention.
Did you feel that he was an attention whore, or did you feel like he was just an a-hole?
Yeah. I felt like he was a dick.
That's what I've kind of already gotten that vibe.
So Mr. Puentes gets right in my face very aggressively, and he goes, I have a question for you. I was like, okay, but back up a little bit. Like, I don't need you, like, right in my – I can smell you. Like, and by the way, when he backed up, I could still smell him.
Yeah, he was hammered.
Like
he stunk?
Like he needed a shower.
Oh.
Funky.
Mm.
Which already made me angry. Like, why are you coming up here, stank ass, like homeless smell? Like, why? So this dude goes, I have a question for you. I was like, okay, what's your question, man? It's nice to meet you, sir. He goes, how much money did you make on those shirts? I said, what? How much money did you make on those shirts? I said, what the hell kind of question is that to come up and ask me out of the blue? I don't even know you. This is the first time we met. Why are you asking me that question? That's kind of rude, don't you think? He goes, you made a lot of money, didn't you? I was like, first of all, that's none of your business. Second of all, what is your point here? And he goes, I went to buy a shirt online and it was $30. I was like, well, you did it wrong. He was like, no, it was $30. I was like, well, then you must have added like rush shipping or something, because the shirts were $21.99, $23.99, and $24.99. So maybe with tax, or if you did some sort of weird shipping thing, but I don't believe you paid $30+ for the shirt, unless that was, you know, something that you messed up with. He goes, no, I paid $30. He goes, but I didn't buy it. I was like, okay, that's fine, dude. I'm not upset about that. That's not. I don't care. He goes, but I stole your design and made my own shirts. I was like, you did what?
What?
He goes, yeah, I copied your design and put them on Teespring and made my own shirt. I was like, you're a dick. Leave me alone.
For cheaper. I think he was selling three of them for like 20 or something.
Yeah, completely. I was like, you're a horrible person. You stole my idea and my design and made your own shirts. I was like, why are you standing here right now? Leave me alone. He goes, no. I was like, no, leave me alone. Get away from me. Like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. You're a horrible person and kind of an a-hole. So just go away. Why are you talking to me? He's like, no, listen. I was like, dude, I'm telling you, you need to back up. You're being really aggressive. Like, I love this job, but you keep getting aggressive. I may not work here much longer. Like, this is not appropriate. And finally, James comes over and was like, dude, what's going on? Like, he could see how aggressive this dude was being with me. I was like, this dude's a dick, and somebody needs to get him away from me, like, now. Because it could get ugly. So James, like, you know, separated us. I walked off. Well, I turned my back to him. And then you saw Nick. He kept trying to butt in and talk to me.
Yeah, he followed you back to where I was
standing. And I was like, bro, go away. Like, just go away. And so I walked off, and then he started talking to you, and I don't know what it was. But then apparently he went outside to smoke and they banned. They were like, no, you can't come back in. You can't. First of all, it's almost like when, what's his name? Was like, where do you live? What? Why are you asking me where I live?
So he Carlos Mencia'd your t-shirts.
Yes. And then so I got home. I was curious. I was like, did he steal the design like verbatim? Was it the skyline and was it the Astro right. or the orange and the yellow and all that? And the man, I looked. It looks like, you remember the old, like when someone would make a flyer at the office in Word and it would come out all cheesy, like the paperclip helped them? It's like Comic Sans fonts and clip art. I was like, yo, you ain't selling these are raggedy. You didn't steal my design. You stole my idea because this design is terrible. You did not sell any of these shirts. Like, it's all like,
is there
I don't know.
A comment section on the t-shirt?
It looks like trash. I was like, good luck. I mean, like, it's bad. He did steal the idea, but he didn't like.
He didn't steal the
point
accuracy.
For point, take the copy of the design that I came up with.
Is there a comment section on the t-shirts where we could get the suspects to just have at it?
You know why I don't want to send people to it?
Oh, because it'll draw attention to it.
Exactly. So I was just like, well, good luck selling those. If somebody wants to pay $15 for that trash, they're more than welcome to.
Get the knockoffs at Goodwill. Just choose the one in your neighborhood. And they'll be there within a week.
The only thing that would have made it worse is if he had used like Comic Sans font. But it looks like the kind of shirt that he would have done that with. I was like, I'm just thinking like, you really made this and thought that you cut? No, that's not a copy. That's a knockoff. That is like, that's Adidas with four stripes. That's not. Get out of here.
Welcome to Forever 71.
Also, I hope you never listen again. Just go away. Don't listen to this show, at least.
Forever 71, available now. Your t-shirts, the knockoff version. Yeah, what an a-hole.
Exactly. Yeah. But other than that, dude, I had so much fun. It was the best time. And then that happened at the end of the night, too. Run my whole night. I had such a great time up to that point.
Yeah, I did not know that you went through that.
Yeah.
That is BS.
Yep.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. Nick, you good?
No.
Okay.
You look like you're struggle bussing.
I was just hoping something would have changed.
You are struggle bussing. Bad.
We were hoping. All right. Well, hey, we're going to continue to roll on. It is an FEF Friday. Only a half hour into the show, Nick, so you got a lot to look forward to.
How long does it feel like it's been?
Feels like it's been 2 hours. It's been 2 seconds.
Okay, yeah. So we're rolling on an hour a segment. How many segments in the show?
Enough.
12? It's going to be a 12-hour day for you. I like it. I'm going to have a bunch of stuff for you to do, like audio-wise.
I need your assistance. We have a lot more to get to, even as a recap to the...
We still got to talk white toes?
And the closing to yesterday's show and how it's exploded.
Yes.
And then we get a tweet from Stalker Brian that says, I don't know if there's an easy way to say this. I stole Mia Khalifa's tweet and passed it off as my own. She's coming on my podcast next week. Thanks, guys. That's dirty.
I hope you like fall out of your chair today, Stalker Brian. Just like a bolt comes loose and you hit the floor. I hope that happens.
Maybe the sidebar can feature the t-shirts, Brian. You can bring it all together at one time. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects on an FEF Friday right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Usual Suspects, FEF Friday. Always have you along for the ride. We appreciate that. Always great to catch up with you and catch up with those that we caught up with last night at the Listener Appreciation Party. Everybody telling great stories for the most part, except for the last one we told with the a-hole that was involved in the proceedings last night. But other than that, a good time was had by all. A lot of consumption of food and drink. We'll leave it there.
Me being the champion Papa Shot guy.
That's fake news. Jerry was there. Lots of good. I mean, I shouldn't even done that because it's good. The list was too long. But I was thinking when you had said on the show, I think it was yesterday, do you think that everybody's going to congregate with their favorite show and whatever? And really, for the most part, that didn't happen.
No, it was nice.
Except for Granato when he whored everybody together in the back, in the offices, and just started just saying blatantly inappropriate things to everyone. And of course...
Was he roasting them or what?
Well, you know how he does with the soup ladle. He's like you. He likes to stir it up, and he was hoping Dell would fight with someone over an arm wrestling deal, and he was yelling some kind of... non-HR friendly things and having some fun. But I mean, look, those guys have been at it a long time. So for he and Lance to have guys that have followed them that long and all of them were, that's the coolest thing. To have the people that have been the most supportive of the shows and the station for the most part be there was awesome.
Yeah. And I will say though, that was a, it was a long 4 hours, but it was a fun 4 hours. Like I looked down at one point at my phone and it was 8:40 and I was like, oh my God, it feels like midnight. That's
really?
How, but yeah, but that's how much fun, like when you're just going, just balls out, just having fun and cutting up with everybody and the papa shot and just messing with people and man, you get down to it and then you look down, you're like, yo, this was a lot in 2.5 hours. But yeah, it was great to see that. I didn't really get to see Granato. I didn't really get to see the Blitz.
We were right. He brought he BYOB'd with his own Coors Light.
12 pack of Coors Light.
No, 24, brother.
Oh, it was a 24?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a champion.
Yeah.
He is definitely
well,
a champion.
His liver is a champion.
Both. But yeah, that was a lot of fun, man. I anything really wild for you? Anything crazy out of the ordinary happen?
Not really, except for the air conditioning not exactly working as good as it should have outside in the open area.
Yeah, that was having to make that escape into here, into the
offices
hallways
were
and
cool,
stuff.
But man, I'm telling you, and then they had us doing the pop shot, and it's just the sweats. I'm like, I don't want to be soaking
See?
Wet meeting listeners.
Yeah, that's why I was like, yo, this is you get with it being so hot, and then you know,
it was
being
almost
so
a blessing that one side of the broke. Pop shot broke because. Man, seriously, it got total because again, and Nick and some people had been putting out pictures. The amount of support, the people were lined up and like around the parking lot.
Was it an hour and a half wait? Is that what I heard?
I don't know.
It was a long line for sure,
which is just amazing. To
and
me.
I don't think any other state. I can say this. I know there's no other station in town that would have done that. And the fact that we did and we want to do it again and it was such a success just is more testament to what great listeners we have because that was a whole hell of a lot of fun.
And you got to say, and great management.
Yeah,
for them
absolutely.
To put this together and, you know, it started with Fred wanting to give back because the Blitz had done so well for 6 weeks, 6 months in a row.
Right.
And him and AJ were like, yeah, we got to do something for the people. And that morphed into let's throw a party for our listeners. And management has to be on board with that. And like you said, a lot of places are going to be like, look, nah, that's like, you know, they're not coming over and tearing up our stuff. No, because this was literally having people to your house.
Exactly right.
And I was also really proud that our listeners didn't get here and act ignorant and tear things up. It made it fun. Like it was other than the one dude that was a dick, everything went perfectly. It was like it couldn't have been better. Nobody did things they shouldn't have done. AJ, when I saw him like right after their show, he walked by, he goes, one of these dudes is gonna poop in the urinal. You watch. Someone is gonna crap in the urinal. It's gonna be none of that happened. And I was so like there was no vomit anywhere that I know of. There's a few spilled drinks, but that's nothing. That's gonna happen. Tyler spilled my drink. Huge party foul. Knocked my whiskey out of my hands. I was pretty upset about that. For the most part, everybody was great.
No doubt.
And I was glad that management did it, supported it.
Michelle McDonald and her staff, huge kudos and thumbs up because that was a thankless job and you pulled it off.
Man, our promotions team has to be now best in business if you didn't believe it.
Yeah,
before.
They're all world. Yeah.
That was amazing what they were able to pull off last night.
Even
amazing.
Pockets. Even Pockets.
I'll even Pockets
credit,
in there doing the poker thing. Did you see her man showed up?
No. Was he asleep?
No, he was up.
Oh, good.
He was super cool too. Super nice guy. What's hilarious is, you know, everybody got name tags.
Yeah.
And, you know, the story was out on the Blitz and we even discussed it here on one of the remotes where Tasha, our promotions girl, her boyfriend was overseas playing basketball. And so she would just FaceTime him 24/7. Even when he was asleep, she would just creepily watch him sleep on FaceTime and vice versa. So their whole relationship was over FaceTime. Well, when he got here, they're like, oh, you need a name tag. So someone wrote FaceTime on his name tag, and that was what he walked around as. It just said FaceTime, and it was the best because he rolled with it. He was real cool about it. It was great, man. He was a really cool dude.
I mentioned this to you guys, I think, but that's the only thing I would change. At registration, aside from just putting everybody's full name, I would have put their Twitter handle Because a lot of people were walking up going, Joel, what's up? What's up? I'm like, hey, man, what's up? And you got to have the conversation to go, please say something. And then it'd be like, no, I'm so-and-so from Twitter. I'm like, oh, of course.
Yep.
But you don't know so-and-so on Twitter who has a catchy Twitter handle is actually Stan Jackson.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, I do wish that you had two name tags. You could have the name on one side and the Twitter handle on the other, and then everybody could, you know, figure it out from there. But that was great, and it was like I was just meeting people everywhere. Like you'd be in the bathroom washing your hands, and some dude just walked in and was like, "Oh, dude, love the show." You're like, "Hey, man, what's up? Thanks for listening, man." He's like, "Yeah, cool." And you just it was the whole night was like,
"Yeah,
that.
It was
really,
it really
cool."
Was. That was really neat because again, we hear and we're blowing and going and doing the shows, and we hear everybody say they're listening, but to hear them put faces with names and hear how much that they listen on a regular basis, just awesome, great stuff.
Really.
And by the way, Richard Parker, I told him because of El Jefe and all these different that we had to change it up from just Richard Parker III on Twitter. He's now he's now RP3.
RP3?
RP3.
You know what they did to Richard? So his name tag, Nick knows where I'm going with this. Richard Parker III. There was no D.
No D?
No D. I was like, they
how can a grown man have no D?
How can a black man not have a D?
Good point.
What's up with that? How do you not give a D to the black man? Come on. I think our promotion staff did that on purpose.
Well, now we're dumping the promotion staff in the grease after giving them all the props. Hey, nah, we're back to normal.
I told Richard I was going to do that, though. I even took a picture of him. I was like, how do you not have a D?
Speaking
bro? That's
of which,
racist.
You looked darker last night.
Oh, yeah. That was the best. So me and Tyler and sales guy Jordan, who's black, were hanging out talking, and I told Jordan, I was like, we should switch name tags.
You stole that from me.
Huh?
We were going to switch name tags.
Well, the reason I did it with him, I didn't steal it from you, but I was saying, because everyone thinks I'm black, we should switch. So we put my name tag on Jordan, and him and Tyler took a picture.
And they tweeted it.
And I think a lot of people were like, I knew it. Like, even Tyler was like, I knew it. He's black. See, here's the proof. Yeah, that was fun. Did you bring that up, or was that early in the...
I had brought it up because, for one reason or another, people get us... Oh, because you walked into the building the other day, and that guy said Joel or whatever. So,
screw that guy.
Okay, good. Lawrence, we see you on hold. You want to talk about the party? Shocker. So what do we? We've had a good time. Hopefully you did, too. We're going to continue to roll on. Again, just a quick little reminder. Allison Craig, who wrote that article that I tweeted, who is a defense lawyer in Canada, who is very well versed on such everything that goes down with cases like Roberto Osuna. She's going to join us at 2:30. Hopefully at least a segment, if not more, because she's on vacation following the Blue Jays in Seattle. So you know she's a fan, too. But she'll be able to break down a whole bunch and give us some insight into Canadian law and what's going on with that case. That should be fun. It's an FEF Friday. Anything goes, and we're here to have some fun. That's what the F stands for. We've got a comedian of the week, too, that will continue to run some clips for us. So join us, won't you? HRP Listener Line, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. You need to start shaking in your fingers, pop, like a bitch when the neck on Mr. Spot.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects on an FEF Friday. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. Well, Barry, Joel, and kind of Nick. Who has openly been honest with us in expressing his desire to not be here. But I think that
makes two of us. I wish he wasn't here either.
That is the end result of good time had by all last night at the listener appreciation party. We do see all of your messages reaching out to us that the signal had some issues. Hopefully it's back up and running. But again, we always remind you, easiest, best way to solve that and never have to deal with that again, download the app, take us wherever you go. Makes it a lot better signal and a lot clearer, crisper audio, but regardless, I think we're back and functioning again, thankfully. Wanted to remind you again that our comedian of the week this week, Grady Pruitt, up and coming comedian. Barry gave you a bit of a preview. If you missed it, go check the podcast, but we've got clips coming up 2:15, 3:15. Also at 2:30, we will have that Canadian defense attorney, Allison Craig, who wrote the article that I tweeted out that gives you a little bit of background and insight into Canadian law and what's going down with the Roberto Osuna case. She's also a sports fan and a big Blue Jays fan, so she can give you every different thing as in terms of perspective. Like, even if the Blue Jays were going to want this guy back regardless, were they just going to cut him? And lots of things to get into the insight of the law. So that'll be fun as well.
I like it. That's a good get, dude. You definitely get the gold star this week for that.
Appreciate it. Just trying to make sure that the suspects have what they want and need. And the feedback I got from you guys was great that we all witnessed. And so we just figured, hey, let's just get her on the show.
Now, unless Rachel comes through with Mia Khalifa today, and then that'd you might lose your gold star.
I get that, and I'm fine with that. It's all part of the show.
Nick's like, please not today. I'm not. I can't. I don't have the game.
I can't perform.
I wouldn't even know what to tell her. Like, I wouldn't know what to say.
You'd be like, hey, welcome to the show. I don't.
Got any hangover remedies?
That tweet kind of went wild for you, bud.
It did. I think it got like almost, what, like 150, 150 retweets?
You're over 150 at this point. We're doing our level best to get you in there. So, what you
do. It might be a success story.
What you do at that point, after we get her on the phone, it's all on you.
Here's the story of a man named Nikki. I almost walked in today and go, hey, Nick, forgot my laptop.
Can I use yours? Yeah. He was not falling for that.
Slide it down the table. Hey, Barry, take this.
Yeah. Hey, let's get Lawrence's call. He's been holding for a minute. He wants to talk about the party. Lawrence, what's up?
Hey, man, that was nice, man. I had a good time. And I tried to shake Barry's hand. I forgot, man. So my bad, man. You got to give me a hand. And there's another thing. Everybody was on that like, where's Waldo? Who was OU Mike kick yesterday? They were just trying to find who was OU Mike. All night. That's all I heard. Is that OU Mike? And one more thing. That's why Trey, Juggalo Trey, stole the show, man. Stole the show. I hang up and listen.
All right, man. Appreciate the call, Lawrence. Yeah, you know, a lot of people would come up to me and be like, hey, what's up? Hand out, like, to shake my hand. They're like, oh, I listen all the time. And I would be like, obviously not. Because I'm not shaking. You can bump these knuckles. That's about it. Like, I really feel like if you were to run a black light over my knuckles, it would just be filthy at the end of the night.
Charlie took a page out of your book. He was doing that, too.
Knuckle bumping?
Yeah.
Smart man. Do you know how many penis hands were in the crowd last night? If there were 500 people, I'm going to go out on the limb and say maybe over 800 pair. Or 400 pair. So it was knuckle bumps and elbow touches all night long with me. And I think I shook like three hands and it was all sponsors. I'll shake a sponsor's hand. Rest of y'all? No. No.
I was shaking hands. Bro,
you were hugging. Yeah.
I was fine.
Nice. Touching.
No.
Docking.
There was none of that.
Crossing swords. No.
No.
Okay.
No. By the way, on the Juggalo Trey front, Mr. I Love to Be on Radio was hiding in the back a lot. Then I saw him because he heard, evidently, that the egg rolls from China Garden are off the chain. So I saw him take his mound of food back in the back. He took one bite of the egg roll and he threw it in the garbage at Jong's desk. I go,
what?
What are you doing? He's like, yeah, that was, I was influenced the wrong way. Everybody said they were going to be great, and I normally don't like them, so I figured I'd try them, and then I took a big bite and realized I didn't make the right decision.
Really?
I was like, dude, we only have so many of those, and people fight up. Luckily, I guess they called Carol, because Carol was at the party, so they told Carol. Carol called back to China Garden, and they brought another batch of those egg rolls. Those egg rolls were unreal.
Oh, they're so good.
Wow.
What I didn't get, everyone was like, did you have the wings?
I did not either.
And they said that those smoked wings were amazing, and I missed out. I ended up just getting, I got a couple slices of pizza, I got a beef burrito, and an egg roll.
I did the burrito and an egg roll, and it was good, but I'll tell you this, too good. Because you asked me where I was. I was like,
yeah, I looked up.
I haven't had anything deep fried in a long time. And as good as the egg roll was, I was sitting there talking to some people. And all of a sudden, I got the message. I got the urgent message from the boiler room that was like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, hey, you know what? You guys stay right there. I'll be back. I came back like a half hour later and Barry's looking at me like, dude, where you been? I've been playing Papa Shot by myself with these people. I'm like, you don't want to know now, and I don't want to tell you because you might tell the whole world, but
now you did.
Now I did the next day because I didn't have to pay for it in front of everybody.
But I was like, I told Nick, I was like, Nick, where the hell is Joel? I'm sweating. I'm exhausted. I can't. All these people want a piece of the champ. Go get Joel. He was like, what do you want me to do?
And then I told him, I was like, I'm going to go grab a drink and then I'm going to go take your spot. And I never came.
He never came back.
Well, like, played,
you guys,
Nick,
are dicks. I'm over here papa shotting my ass off. I'm exhausted. Sweating. I hit a 3-point hook shot. Nick will never admit it. But before,
Nick told me you weren't even close.
I hate you sometimes. Like, why can you not just give me my moment of truth, by the way? Truth. Not that I'm making it up and want you to go along with a lie.
You made it after your, like, 26th attempt. Yeah, you made it.
I still made it. A 3-point hook shot after all these years. Satisfaction and redemption is mine.
Glad everybody saw. Never mind.
Never you
mind, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, what? Troy's on hold. Troy, who I believe was visiting Nick yesterday.
I didn't see him at the party, though. Did he show up?
He said he couldn't make it. Troy, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Troy, why didn't you wait till a break so we could have come out and Barry could have fist bumped you and I could have said what's up?
Man, I wanted to, but I got to tell you guys, that was the coolest thing I think I've ever experienced, getting to come back there. So Nick was gracious enough to hook me up with tickets, and I had an obligation last night I could not get out of, but that really super awesome lady there took me on a tour by myself, and I got to see you guys in studio. So afterwards, I get in my truck. I get it started, turn on the AC. I call my wife. You ain't going to believe what just happened to me. I was in studio, got to see the guys, walked around, shook hands with people, and then I started calling my man bros. And the last one I talked to, I was so excited about getting to do all that. Last thing he said to me was, dude, I think you got a chub right now, don't you? And I thought about it for a minute. I thought, you know what? I think I do.
It was
really, really cool. And I will not miss the next one. I mean, it was just really awesome to get to see you guys back there. And like I said, just get to see the whole operation. It looked really first class. It was awesome.
That's great, Troy. We're glad you got to experience that. And I hope you do get to make the next one.
Yes, sir, I will. Thank you, guys.
All right, bud.
I said thank you for hooking me up.
No, I'm not telling him.
Esme's great. Nick gave you a chub. And we appreciate you being a part of the show, man. So have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Troy's always great. So we appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, too. The only thing I felt bad about, too, was that because it was, you know, you had to win the tickets and all that, that there's so many people that you want to take care of. So many loyal suspects that have been there since the beginning.
Yeah. You almost feel obligated to hang out with everybody, and you can't. There's so many people that I didn't get to really hang with that I wanted to, that listened to the show. But I tried to be as mobile. Like, I didn't want to be anchored to the Papa Shot because felt like I was not being able to hang out with everybody if I did that. And
it wasn't working. Well, yeah, because the Papa Shot, we'll blame it on mechanical error, but that was terrible. Because I was giving people tours because they're like, where do y'all do the show? And I was like, this Nick's room. You know, Nick was doing tours too. Yeah.
I didn't do any tours. Somebody was like,
Lance didn't either. He put his feet up and just started using his joystick.
In fact, somebody was like, so are we allowed to walk around? I was like, yeah, if you go that way, you see a bunch of stuff. If you go that's about as toury as I got. I was like, I ain't walking people around. No.
I did see two people walk into David Gao's office. I'm like, if you want to have another one of these fellas, probably get out of here.
Did someone
right
admit stealing tequila out of David Gao's office on the air today? It was on the morning show.
I don't know that.
No.
Yeah, I think someone admitted to that.
Somebody just texted and said, listening to The Bench this morning, Lance told the story of John, who tried to start a prison-style race war between Dell and La Raza.
That is true.
Did that happen? That was what you were talking about?
Yeah, Richard and I were right next to when it happened. Goodness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is true.
USA Mike said, Barry, I'll be your bodyguard at the next party. I appreciate that, bud. We got to get you into the next one.
There you go. Yeah, that's why we got to have another one.
Yeah.
Because everybody who missed out is really feeling bad, and everybody that partook had a great time by all. So
yeah, and everyone's asking did OU Mike show up, so you can stop texting. No.
No, we were disappointed.
But every old white man that was there, they would be like, is that OU Mike? Is that OU Mike? Is that him? Is that him?
The did old, you see
tall,
Candy's
skinny,
tweet?
Bald white guy?
Candy got in, and she said, I had so much fun last night, other than everyone kept asking my boyfriend if he was OU Mike.
Shut up. That is, oh my God, that's hilarious.
That's how we do it on The Usual Suspects.
That's too funny.
One in the books, two to go, 2 hours left of the big show. Don't go anywhere. More in just minutes. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. 97.5.